What's going on? This is Al. What's going on with you guys? So you guys have been listening to the podcast. Appreciate everybody that's been listening. I know I have not shot a podcast in a while, but it's been on my mind. You want to know why? Because I'm back in the gym. You know, if you listen to a few of the podcasts before this one, maybe two or three, I was on a rant. You know, and I was on a rant because somebody had was trying to talk shit about me because I was getting skinny. You know, the pandemic happened, the gym's closed, and I haven't been skinny in a long time. So I was like, okay, fuck it. Let's just go back being skinny. See, I didn't give a damn about being skinny and looking like shit, you know, as I say on the podcast, because I got a fucking system on how to get big and look sexy in the gym. And I've been going now, I don't know how long it's been, because when you're really about this fucking life, you don't really count the days and the weeks. That's the crazy thing about it. I've been doing this so long. But I've been back in the gym, and I'm not trying to get all bulked up like I was before. I was a fucking beast. You know, you go look at Elegant Body Magic YouTube page. You know, type in Elegant Body Magic, or, you know, I was, you know, I didn't really know I looked as good as I did. It's, you know, sometimes, you know, when you can't see the picture while you're in a frame, you know, as they say. So this whole podcast now is going to be something different. As you guys know that listen to the podcast, I've been, you know, on my health thing. I've been going to Whole Foods. I still go to Whole Foods every day. And yeah, so, you know, I'll be teaching more about that. So now the goal is to see how big I can get, how healthy I can look, eating healthy, you know. That's kind of the goal, and that's the plan right now. Because before, I was eating whatever, you know, like anything, everything, drinking Cokes, you know, weekly, just because it had calories in it, 200 and something calories. But I'm smarter than that now. But yeah, I look, you know, I'm back in the gym. I'm not, no longer skinny. I'm not on boss, but I'm not trying to get like that, because I don't have as much time on my hands like I had before. You know, it's more important things than trying to look super, super sexy. But I'm just, you know, looking sexy right now, but not super, super like I was before. But I'm still bulked up. I've been going hard. I've been trying not to go hard in the gym, but it's kind of crazy because, you know, your body has that muscle memory. You know, like I found myself in a gym, like when I first got started. Let's see how long I've been in the gym. Because when you're really about this fucking life, like I said, you really don't count the days. Let's see, when I started going. Okay, I think after I stopped talking to this chick, I was talking to her while I was skinny, and she started to talk shit a little bit, and I'm like, hold on, you know, and I was walking around walking a certain way, like a goddamn boss, because, see, this is how it works. I guess it's kind of like somebody who, you know, was worth $20-30 million or whatever, you know, and then they go broke. But let's say they made $20-30 million like four or five times in their life, but they just in a down spot. So they may not have a car or their own place, but they walking around like they hot shit. And that's what I was doing with this chick. I was walking around like I was hot shit, even though I was skinny as fuck. I really was like skinny. I was looking at myself in the mirror. I'm like, damn, look like I've been in a goddamn concentration camp or something, you know? You know, no disrespect to the Jewish people. I'm just saying that's how skinny I was getting. But, you know, I was doing a lot of fasting, a lot of intermittent fasting. So, you know, I really was experimenting with eating healthy and living that life, you know, and it was a great experience. And I kind of veered off a little bit, but, you know, I'm getting back to it. So anyway, I was, you know, talking to this chick, and I was skinny, and I was walking around talking shit, cocky, because when you start looking great, you get cocky. I mean, when you really that dude, clothes on, clothes off, You know, like I talk about in the podcast, if you listen to a lot of them, for you diehard listeners, you know, when you look good, clothes on and clothes off, you walk around a certain way. You carry yourself a certain way. You know, it's the things that people can't see that you value, which raises your value. I'm going to repeat that. It's the things that people can't see that you value, which raises your value. You know, it's similar to a man who's, you know, well endowed, right? You know, below the waist. Women don't know that when they meet him. You know, guys definitely don't know because the man is straight. Let's say he's straight. But that man himself, he knows. He knows that he's the shit in that area. So, you know, you kind of walk around a certain way. But anyway, you know, like I said, I was skinny and I was walking around like I was the shit with this chick. And I remember she said something like, you know, she said, you need to calm it down. You know, you're real frail to be acting like that. And when she said that, I was like, okay, it's time to get back in this fucking gym. This chick don't know who the fuck she talking to. Seriously. You know, when it comes to this gym shit. So I said all that to say, I'm trying to pinpoint the origin of going back to the gym. I think it was early June. I would say mid-June. I think I've been back in the gym. So yeah, but I'm back now. Looking good. You know, bulked up, been going every day, damn near. So I'm in the kitty gym right now, you know, and then I'll be upgrading to a better gym with heavier weights probably in about 2 or 3 weeks. See, that's how this shit goes when you really about this life. You start off in the kitty gyms like Planet Fitness or, you know, some bullshit like that. And then you could just start off in a, you know, second grade or third grade type gym. But I would recommend people that I've coached in the past is to start off with the lower gyms and then, you know, graduate to the higher gyms. But because when I really was about this life, if you go on YouTube and look at the videos, I had like fucking 3 gym memberships, man. I lived that life. I lived that single life, looking good, driving a luxury car, making good money, and being young and handsome. I mean, you know, I've already done that. So it's not like, and I've done it well. You know, chicks leaving their numbers on my BMW and, you know, on the windshield wiper and shit like that. I remember this one chick. I don't know why I'm going off on a tangent, but I haven't shot a podcast in a while, but I'm about to end it soon. Appreciate you still listening. Hopefully you're getting some value out of this. The whole point of this podcast is to know that you're the shit, you know, to know that even if you don't look a certain way right now, if you're dedicated to going into that gym and being focused, then you need to walk around like you're the shit right now. But you don't only walk around like that if you know you're putting in the work to make that happen. Now let's go back to the story I was talking about. So yeah, man, I mean, you know, I lived that life, you know, walking in the store, I felt like a celebrity. I'm just keeping it real with you. Like seriously, I'm not even being facetious. Like, I mean, when I went into the store, when I was on Boss, eating whatever I wanted, getting real big, like I literally had to sit in the car sometimes like, okay, well, I probably should put a shirt on. Because if I knew if I walked in there with a white beat on, it was a wrap. So I was like, okay, well, let me see what I got in my gym bag. Like I would try to switch shirts out because I didn't want people, you know, all that attention sometimes. And then I remember this one lady in the store, like she just walked up to me like, hey, you know, you just can't be coming in here, you know. Coming in here like that. It was some lady that worked at Ralph's or something. It was weird. Like she stopped me, like, cause I was the shit, you know. But yeah, so I'm about to start shooting more podcasts, more things here on the podcast. Appreciate you guys listening in. Every time I log in, I see more people listening. So I felt bad that I wasn't shooting anything, but I wasn't really working out in the gym. So I was like, what am I shooting podcasts for? But I still was, you know, posting things here and there, but I'll be posting more now. So yeah, this is Anthony Al. It's my pen name for the fitness, Elegant Body Magic. So just, this is Elegant Body Magic 2.0, you know. I'll be coming on here talking more about, you know, a diet plan and stuff like that for how fasting helps. This whole Elegant Body Magic 2.0, which I probably titled this podcast, is really going to be about looking, being on boss and you know, tying in the the health aspect of it. Because in the first Elegant Body Magic 1.0, I didn't give a damn about, people always thought I had like a damn diet plan. It was funny. Like, I always felt embarrassed when people ask me about, like, what am I, like, you count your carbs and stuff like that. Like, you count your carbs, don't you? And I used to be like, yeah, but in the back of my mind, I'm like, I don't count no damn carbs. I don't even know what a diet plan is. I just was going to the gym hard, you know, every day. I was running 3 to 5 miles a week. So I don't know, you know, how I still stayed so lean, but I think it was just me going fucking hard. So yeah, this is Al. We'll be talking more about the health stuff, what to eat, and what these foods do to the body and stuff like that. So, I mean, a rant. Appreciate you listening. This is Anthony, Al, Elegant Body Magic. Just remember that you're a champion because you choose to be. All right, be great.